Tomorrow, the New Hampshire Supreme Court will hear oral arguments in the case of Michael Addison. In 2008, a jury convicted Addison of capital murder in the 2006 death of Manchester police officer Michael Briggs. Buzz Scherer is a professor at the UNH School of Law. He joins us now with a preview of tomorrow's hearing. Buzz, thanks for joining us.
Pleasure to be here.
Could you just review the legal facts of this case up to this point? Where have we been that's getting us to here?
Well, Michael Addison had a trial in Hillsborough County Superior Court in Manchester. He was found guilty of first-degree murder, and then the jury had a kind of two-part sentencing hearing. Number one, was he eligible for the death penalty? And they found that he was, and then they decided whether they were going to impose the death penalty, and they decided to do that. And this is an appeal of that to the New Hampshire Supreme Court.
And what's the basis, then, that Addison's lawyers are using for the appeal? What are they going to argue most likely in front of the court?
Pretty much a day full of arguments, and they have a host of arguments. Some of the arguments relate to the nature of the process that the jury used by design under the statute to get to a point where they impose the death penalty. So it raises issues like the burden of proof, who had to prove what before they could vote to have Michael Addison executed, types of evidence that should have been allowed but weren't allowed in those hearings. So that's one category of claims they're making. Another category are the kind of claims that come with any criminal trial. For example, the defense is arguing that the trial judge should have changed the venue of the trial from Hillsborough County Superior Court, which was 200 or so yards from the police station, or 100 yards from the police station, and not that far away from where the shooting itself occurred. And the argument has been that the pretrial publicity was such that of all the places literally in the world that you're running a risk that Michael Addison wouldn't get a fair trial, it would be in Hillsborough County, Manchester in particular. And so that's an argument that doesn't relate directly to that this is a capital case, but it relates to the quality of trial he was afforded.
But as you say, some of these are arguments that you often see in appeals for capital cases. I imagine then that the state will have arguments in response to those.
Oh, yes. You know, the court, to their credit, has scheduled a lot of time. They almost never schedule this amount of time for oral argument. You know, usually it's 15 to 20 minutes. Every so often they'll extend and have, like 2 or 3 hours like they did in the original Claremont cases. But here they're really spending the whole day listening to these arguments. To their credit, they don't want to have either side run out of time in making arguments or responding to arguments. So that's a useful thing for them to do.
And this is probably not going to be ruled on, speaking of time, very quickly either.
No, it's not. Historically, the court has taken anywhere from 3 to 6 months on most criminal appeals, longer for the cases with more testimony and more issues. I do not think you're going to hear much from them any sooner than 6 months, if that.
And if Michael Addison does lose the appeal, that's not necessarily the final word, even though it is the high court in New Hampshire.
No, he has a right to try and get the Supreme Court to take the case directly from the New Hampshire Supreme Court, that is the U.S. Supreme Court, to take the case. Or he can first go through a habeas corpus petition to federal district court here in New Hampshire and make his way, if he loses there, to the First Circuit Court of Appeals, and then again try to get the U.S. Supreme Court to take it. So there's several more years of the appellate process to unfold before this case is resolved finally one way or another.
Buzz Scherer, thanks so much for your time.
My pleasure.
Buzz Scherer is a professor at the UNH School of Law. You can find out more about the case at our website, nhpr.org.